a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds in Salt Lake City, 85 degrees. KSL's top story.
Utah's coronavirus spike.
Provo and Orem got the boot back to orange today. That means no fans at BYU's first two home football games. The host of Cougar Sports Saturday, Mitch Harper, begins our team coverage.
Originally, BYU was going to have 6,000 fans attend the game, a far lower number than what usually would be a sellout, 63,745 people in attendance. That's not going to be the case. It's now going to have no one in the stands in response to Governor Herbert's mandate now for Provo and Orem going back to that orange fate.
Which begins Wednesday night at midnight or Thursday morning. High school games in the two cities are set to be played without spectators. 10 different games across Alpine and the Provo school districts are affected. Let's continue our team coverage now. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is in Orem with a look at how folks are taking the news.
For some people in Provo, the heightened restrictions are very welcome. They say the spike in cases was avoidable.
It's a health issue. Should not be a political issue, which it has become.
Others say everyone in those cities is being punished for the actions of a minority.
If you are at risk, you can stay home. There is that option, like BYU and UVU have made that very clear.
Orem Mayor Richard Brunt says he supports the governor's decision, but he doesn't feel it was the only option. He tried to get the governor to look at it from a different perspective.
There are a lot of areas of our city that are going to be highly affected by this.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
At least one city councilman in Provo wants a mask mandate for all of Utah County. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce continues our team coverage.
Provo City Council Chair George Hanley says even though the city has its own mandate, a countywide one would have more teeth.
I think there's a limited effectiveness when it's not broader. As we saw parties move from Provo to Orem, for example, and we know that there's tremendous amount of exchange daily between Provo and Orem and even countywide.
Although Hanley agrees that young people are making up the bulk of coronavirus cases in Utah County, it is spreading to older and more vulnerable populations, something he feels a countywide mask mandate would slow. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
But Provo police and Utah County sheriffs disagree, arguing it's almost impossible to enforce any mask mandates. KSL News Time 5:32. Coronavirus spike team coverage continues with Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, the mayor of Salt Lake County thinks not a county but a statewide mask mandate is needed to stop the spike. Mayor Jenny Wilson was on Dave and Dejanovic this morning and said the virus can spread as easily in a store in a rural area as it can in her community. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas with more.
Mayor Wilson says kids are doing a good job wearing masks in school, but they need to be just as careful when they're not in the classroom. She says there's a sense that it's not as important for young people to wear masks because they typically don't get as sick from COVID-19, but it's still important to protect older and more vulnerable people in the community.
Wilson believes a statewide mandate could increase compliance and help to stabilize the infection rate. The Navajo Nation issuing a 57-hour lockdown for this weekend. The Navajo Department of Health says the shelter-in-place is coming after 40 new infections in the nation and that those are a direct result of family gatherings and off-reservation travel, and they have the potential to lead to another outbreak. The lockdown starts at 8 in the evening this Friday. Members of the Senate committee are weighing in on filling the empty seat on the Supreme Court. Alicia Leos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the Senate Judiciary Committee will vet the president's nominees before the full Senate takes action. And Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa says they are ready for it.
And as a fairly new member of the Judiciary Committee, I do look forward to vetting whoever that nominee may be.
Meantime, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he doesn't support moving ahead with the process right before an election.
If you want to vote and support continue to divide our country, divide our political process, divide Washington, this is another nail in that coffin to do it, and it's wrong.
The Senate Majority Leader says he has the votes needed and he will vote on the president's nominee. It will take place before Election Day. Tropical Storm Beta is drenching parts of eastern Texas. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says the biggest threat right now is flash flooding.
The next 24 hours will not be business as usual in Harris County. The threat is not gone until at least tomorrow around noon.
The Houston area is receiving up to 2 inches of rain per hour. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalais, KSL News Radio.
Today is National Voter Registration Day, and Facebook is showing you how to do it. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Look for a notification on your news feed or a button in your Insta stories, or maybe your favorite celebrity like Taylor Swift will remind you.
Hey guys, it's National Voter Registration Day today. The election is November 3rd.
Facebook making a push on their platforms to inform people how to register in their respective states. In Utah, first check your status at vote.utah.gov. Register by October 23rd, and a mail-in ballot will automatically be sent to your house. You can also register and vote at the poll on Election Day. Ballots hit mailboxes for those already registered October 13th. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Instagram and Twitter are also doing the same thing. KSL News Time, 5:35.
Hey, if Tay-Tay says to vote, y'all gotta vote. Let's check traffic now. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads?
Well, Utah County drivers, Pioneer Crossing has just been jammed up most of the afternoon, and it's been in both directions. I haven't seen any kind of accident being reported. We're not really sure what's causing it, but don't be surprised if you get caught in delays either direction. Pioneer Crossing between I-15 and Redwood Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, nobody ever says happy autumn. It's just not a thing. But we'll observe the first day of the season in just a moment. Stay with us.
All the leaves are brown.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.